Hey gang, Fraser Smith here, and this episode of Puck Off is brought to you by DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code PUCK to play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. Enter PUCK right now at DraftKings.com.
Hey everybody, this is Joe from Puck Off, and I want to say to find the best deals on the best seats at any game, concert, any event, bring your kids to the Muppets, check out SeatGeek.com and enter the promo code PUCK. And you get $20 towards your next purchase. $20, you know how expensive concerts are? $20 off, thanks to me and Fraser. But you got to use Puck. And remember, SeatGeek.com is the best in finding seats.
All right, here we are. It's Puck Off. Come on, it's the finals, man.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, Joe Bartnick.
What's going on, Frage?
Everything's good, buddy. It's good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you,
enjoyed,
as always.
Enjoyed meeting your dad last week.
Oh, that
was
fun.
Was in town.
Yeah, he was impressed by you. Me, not so much, but you, he loved.
Well, he's got to get out more.
Yeah.
but I like your dad. He's cool. And it's unbelievable the hockey is so exciting. I think I made a comment to you that even though as a Detroit fan, I've always hated the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I know. You said here was your exact quote. I said, well, here's what happened. You said, these games are great. I just love the way the Blackhawks play. And I go, and that's something coming from you because you know, an old rival. He goes, I hate him.
I hate him, but I loved watching him play.
How can you not?
Yeah, they were great. They were great.
You know, they always say that the big boys have to step up at the biggest times, and Kane and Taves. I mean, did they not step up at the biggest time?
You've been singing Taves' praises for forever on the show.
Yeah,
and I've always been kind of a fan of his talent, but I saw how really good he was as a leader too.
Well,
he scored those first two goals and just buried him.
Yeah, what he did though was he. I mean, he's now in the Messier, Yzerman,
I'd put him there.
Sakic, thinking. Trottier.
Yep.
And it was funny. All the 19s except for Mass, but the 19s. Yeah. Trottier, Sakic, Stevie Y.
He's in that group.
Oh, Stevie Y said he's better than me.
Did he say that?
He said it. And I was like, I didn't know if that's like one of those Bob Dylan things where you damn him with praise or whatever. Maybe trying to get in his head.
Maybe.
A little hubris. Like, probably. Maybe I am. And of course.
But he reminds me of Stevie.
Yeah. He's got a lot of Steve. You know, he's got that. I don't know if he's got the exact natural gore. I mean, before the team got good, Stevie Y was a scoring machine. And then they kind of got Fedorov. Well, it's your team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, then they kind of got guys around them, and I'll play some defense, and I'll be the leader. Whereas, I mean, Taves can score it, but he reminds me more of Trotch in the sense, just whatever it takes to win. You need to score five goals, I'll win.
That's what it is. And just, he came through in the clutch. And I think that was the problem. I was reading our friend Helene Elliott's column day after, and she basically just said that the Blackhawks stars came through and the Ducks stars didn't come through.
Well,
towards the end of that series,
yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, it's
Getzy and the guys started off good, but
in after Game Six, Getzlaf looked like someone shot his dog.
What happened?
And I thought that he was going to come out in Game Seven and do it. And I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have picked the Blackhawks. It just because Getzlaf had the look in his eye, and he came out and he didn't do it. They didn't do it. And Getzlaf was on the ice for six of the last nine Blackhawk goals.
Wow.
I mean, and he let Shaw, Shaw made him look like Yandle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he threw Shaw down like a, I mean, Shaw threw him down like a rag.
And you know, yeah.
And Corey Perry was busting his ass. We'll talk about it later, but I mean, he was making saves, diving to break up two-on-ones.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think it was Corey Perry's fault.
No, it wasn't. But the Ducks, in general, did kind of go to sleep in those last two games. And, it's the second year in a row that's happened. They were up 3-2 the year before against the Kings and lost it.
Yeah, and kind of the same scenarios. But I'm not going to doubt that that Getzlaff and Perry don't want to win.
Oh no!
You know,
they're both great players, and
that wasn't a no show. You know, Geno Sid. You know, that wasn't a no show.
No, they were. They're both great players.
You know,
but you know, and they got them there.
Yeah.
You know, but in those last two games, Chicago leadership really came through with their top stars.
And we bag on barbecue a lot, but Quinn. I don't know if it's so much that barbecue didn't coach. Quinville coached.
Quinville was smart. Did you see how they played? You know something else I noticed? They were all in position. They were just like a machine. You know, it reminded me of the old Russian teams.
Yeah.
They were in their lanes. They knew, and you know what? They all back-checked and played defense, the forwards. And a lot of stick checks. A
lot of stick. I mean, the Brian Des Moines School of Defensive Hockey.
Well, you know, but he's right. That's what they did. They stopped him every time they were ready to take a shot. And you know what? Kessler said, we're going to hit him so many times and so hard, no human's going to be able to take it. Well, guess what? Didn't slow him down at all.
Well, the two teams that were hit the most in the playoffs this year were Tampa and the Blackhawks. So, you know.
Yeah, that says something.
Well, I mean, I'm a well been a unproponent, whatever, against Kimmo Tiimonen. And Tiimonen was on the ice 3 minutes, gave up two goals.
Well,
and so the minute that he said, you know what, Tiimonen can get his ring in the mail. The minute that he said that and just went with the two kids, Rungblot and the other guy, I always say his name wrong. I'm gonna get it right because he deserves credit. Blah 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 blah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
No, I wrote it down. Chomsky.
Oh,
I always call him Chomsky.
Right.
So I was and Chomsky. The minute he said, you know what, we'll play these guys a little bit more than we could ever play team, and just it gave that extra minute here, minute there. I mean, Keith Jarmelson, Seabrook, and Oduya still played an insane amount, but just that little bit, and they didn't make the crucial mistakes that Tiimonen was making. Made all the difference in the world.
Made all the difference, and I think the forwards took a little extra upon themselves to back check, and it just seemed that way. It seemed like every time Anaheim tried to get started, they couldn't.
Well, I mean, and this is a compliment and not a knock on foreign players, but Hossa plays like he's Canadian.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays like he wants a cup like he's Canadian. I mean, he back checks. Hossa is insane. And my boy Brendan Saad. I mean,
Saad was unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
I mean, he blew by Sammy Vatanen. Is supposed to be fast.
Well,
he blew by.
Saad had a great series.
He had a great series. I mean, he got the breakaway goal, then he got the breakaway where they hooked him, so he got the power play. He won game. He started game six, shot, score. Game seven, what's he do? He gets hooked, boom, power play. You know, it's all she wrote. And Duncan Keith.
Well, what can you say?
If he was on the fence for the Hall of Fame before this playoffs, he's going now.
That guy's unbelievable.
Right? I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, he really is. He's an amazing force out there and stays out the entire game. I don't know how he does it.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, and Seabrook had a great series. The top four. Jarmelson, what can you say? Now, do you? Well, I mean, what more can you say?
I like Quinny putting Kane and Toews together.
That's the other move that was like, you know what? Wonder Twin powers activate. And he didn't use them the whole time. So it was like a shock. And Boudreau, not that there is an answer, though. Is there an answer for Kane and Toews and Saad?
I don't know that there is.
Because then you still got Richards, Hossa, and Bickle on the second line.
Yeah.
I mean.
And, you know, we knock them every once in a while, but I think Crawford played well.
He plays, the bigger the game, the bigger he does. Yeah. And amazingly,
that last game he played very well.
Yeah, he really did. And you know, let's be honest, Anderson kind of folded.
He did. He did.
I mean, it was the proper choice to go with him, though.
Oh, I think so. And
he played well. And he had
a good year.
He is nothing to be ashamed of.
The Ducks in general had a great year. I mean, they really did. It was an awesome year for them.
Yeah, I mean, you take out Boschman, I think they're all under 25 on the blue line.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
All those kids, Bolesky. I mean, Bolesky played amazing.
Now they say Bolesky may be gone.
Do you have some insider info?
Well, I just saw some stuff today where Bob Murray, the GM, was he's got to make a choice on him and whether to keep.
He doesn't want to give him a big contract?
That may be what it is. I think he's a terrific player.
I'd keep Bolesky.
I sure would, too. But I think he may be. Is he a free agent? What's going on with that?
You know, when I'm in season, fans, friends, colleagues and enemies who listen to the show, I don't pay attention.
We love them all.
I don't pay attention until the end of the season.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I just read that today.
I'm glad you brought it up.
If you can, keep that guy. He's a fantastic player.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Especially a guy that accepts going to the fourth line and then scores big goals. Doesn't bitch, complain. Goes from the top line, the second line, third line, fourth line.
That guy can play. And the Ducks, in general, they're loaded.
They really are.
That's a loaded team.
I mean,
I just think that, they always talk about experience in the playoffs, and everybody says it. Well, it's an intangible. How do you know? But I think it really happens. I think that the Blackhawks had experience.
And Lundholm, the rookie defenseman, played amazing.
Yeah.
For a kid.
Yeah.
Defenseman to go into Chicago. Simone DePlay played great. I mean, Stoner played pretty good. Yeah. I mean, they have nothing to be ashamed of. I've said this before, but the Blackhawks would have four rings if it wasn't for Jonathan Quick playing like Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, the Kings are a good team. You know, people know we love the Kings.
Yeah.
They're a great team.
Yeah.
But Quick had to stand on his head. And they went to seven games.
Yeah, quickie.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, so losing the Blackhawks is not a crime.
No, it certainly isn't.
But
being up 3-2 2 years in a row, I think, is what people are looking at.
Right.
They're like, okay, guys, what happens in those last two games that you fold?
Yeah, and I will say this, though. We can go back over the game. Game seven, I don't think that Hossa goal should have counted.
You really? Yeah, I wondered about that.
That's a kick in.
It's kind of
in the 70s, I'd say
that would have been called off.
I'd say that's a good goal.
Okay.
Because they kind of would always guy skating in that way, hits his skate, okay. But now the way they nitpick everything. If you really nitpicked it.
Now, was he pushed from behind a little?
No, it's just his speed.
Okay, well, then, because it's funny, my little nephew texted me, and he's a huge hockey fan, and he's a soccer player. He goes, that's no goal.
Yeah.
And he was rooting for the Blackhawks.
Right. Yeah, it would have changed the complexion of that game, but I'm glad that the Blackhawks didn't win by one goal. Because I'd have been like, eh. And I can see it either way. And in a way, I think it is, and I'm talking like reverse. It's like I said, in the 70s, I think it's a good goal. But I think just how many other ones they call back all the time for kicking it in.
Yeah,
it was like Batman was like, we're not having Florida in Anaheim. In Tampa Bay, Anaheim. That's a good goal.
but for what?
Well, what did you think, though?
I questioned it in my mind. I was like, I don't know about that one. But I just think in general, Blackhawks would have won that game no matter what. No matter what.
Well,
because they just had too much going for them.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't a one-goal win. You're right, because that would have made it real,
Yeah, I mean, I think it's shaky there then. I really do. But, the other one, all the other girls were, it's funny because, literally, Taves just put them on his back.
Oh, he was unbelievable.
And Anaheim didn't come out. You thought
they looked flat.
You thought Chicago would win Game Six.
Didn't the Ducks look flat in that first period of Game Seven?
Yeah, but you thought Chicago would win Game Six, but just the way they just stormed out. Saad, shorthanded, boom. Kane with the disco.
Yeah.
Just danced around I think he danced around Bolesky, even though we want to give him. Yeah, he danced around Bolesky, and then it was 3-0. It was like boom, and then the tip.
It was done. And the thing is, also both Stanley Cup finalists won the seventh game away.
Oh, well, there's no home court advantage.
Yeah, both of them.
Let's turn the other series. Give Tampa their Ben Bishop lives another day.
Well, you know, you're always pretty rough on Ben Bishop. I'll tell you what, he played pretty good in that game, though. I got to give him that.
The puck hit him. People just hate when I say that. Like, the puck just hits him. Yeah, he's got
a pretty good glove.
Regardless of anything I've ever said about Ben Bishop, regardless of how I think Corey Hirsch backs me, how he's not, I don't want to speak for Corey, but he's like a big guy. You know, he's not technically a great goaltender. He's just so big, he gets hit. And if he was a little better at some things, he'd be an amazing goaltender. All that being said, nothing but kudos, tap of the stick. No one in the history of Madison Square Garden has gone in and won a game seven. And Ben Bishop did. Whether he stopped
him. Shut out.
Yeah. So whatever he stopped him with, whatever happened, he
got to give him props.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I was wrong on both series. I picked the Ducks and I picked the Rangers.
But didn't you originally pick the Hawks, then you flip-flop?
So
you
flip-flop.
Well, then you go with the original pick. Okay. You got right. Where you know.
But you know, I didn't think Lightning has played very well throughout this these series, as I can attest as a Red Wing fan. We should have had them, but they played well. But I didn't think they'd win the Garden Game Seven.
No, no one did.
Nobody has.
No one even associated with a show picked them to win that game.
Yeah, come on.
Andrew did, but
Andrew did. He probably did.
But I mean, it was not, barring just a ridiculous Garden thing. It wasn't the Rangers' night, and you could tell because they got two power plays at the very beginning. The first power play was they called Morrow for that hook,
right?
And that was the weakest hook.
Yeah, that was pretty weak hook.
I mean, to call it on Brendan Morrow too. I mean, a guy has played like 18 years and just he's only playing for one more shot at a ring.
Yeah,
and it was like he gets 3 minutes of ice time again. They called one. It was a weak hook. Even his face was like,
What? Yeah.
And then I think they got too many men on the ice. So they got two just golden chances to go up 1-0, pack it all in, win maybe 2-0, and they didn't take advantage.
Yeah.
And then, Killorn's a great, he's a great up and coming kid. Playing number one line with Stamkos and big body and a fun kid, but his a weak backhander. The first goal was a weak backhander.
Yeah,
I mean Tyler Johnson's goal was pretty good.
Well, Tyler Johnson has had an amazing series. Of course, leads all scorers.
Yeah,
and
who's number two on that list?
Kane.
Patrick Kane.
Yeah,
and he was supposed to be out till the finals.
Yeah, and that's wow. He's a man. He can play.
Is that amazing? But I want to give Tampa their due though.
You got to, and the triplets. Palat played very well.
Oh, Palat, and then you got Kucherov. He's played like he's Canadian too.
Those triplets are good, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're not the best second line in hockey. They might be the best line in hockey.
They're
right
good.
Now.
Yeah,
barring you put Kane and Tase together, and then
oh, that's right. Yeah,
and then it's over. But I mean. I mean, they played amazing. That's going to be, no one can keep up with their speed. So let's see if Joel Quenneville has a plan.
Well, that's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to use your head and come up with a plan.
Yeah,
because that's a fast young team.
Because I've always liked Alain Vigneault. I think he's done solid work. He got out coached by Cooper. They cut the boards in half. The Rangers love the boards. Tampa Bay took away the boards, and the Rangers had no answer.
Well, they didn't. Yeah,
I mean, they really didn't. I mean, they had no answer. And I thought
Coop's a good coach. I mean, and I think that also they've got more depth than people think. I think people just think about that one line.
Two. I mean,
two.
But they've
got some pretty good.
Well, they have two really good. I mean, Stamkos
is awesome, by the way.
Are you kidding
Come
me?
Come on.
Coming out. I mean, always a great scorer. This year, though, became just a leader. When he wasn't scoring, what did he do? He ran around killing people.
Yeah.
I mean,
he'll hit you, man. That guy's great.
Yeah, he really. I mean, you know, just so fun to see because you love to see guys getting into their own and becoming.
I like a fresh new team anyway. You know, I was watching a thing that Tampa Bay fans are turning out.
Hey, Frasier, hold on. Let's talk about our sponsors before we get to that.
Earlier this year, DraftKings crowned the first ever fantasy golf millionaire.
Whoa, fantasy golf on Draft. I gotta do this.
Yeah, man. And, you know, golf's second major is starting next week. DraftKings is at it again, Joe, with an event that's even bigger and better than before.
Really?
Yeah.
It says here that now $2.5 million are up for grabs.
Can you believe that?
Fantasy golf.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
unbelievable.
And you can change every week, right?
That's the good news.
Yeah. So you can play the Byron Allen. You can play whatever tournament you want.
Exactly.
Every week you get a chance to win millions of dollars.
And all you do is just pick six golfers, pile up the points, and then pick up your cash. It's that easy.
I can't find a better deal.
There really isn't one. It's the biggest one-week fantasy golf contest ever, Joe. And the event begins with the tournament. So choose your players before next Thursday, tee off, and you can experience the celebration of a lifetime on Sunday night with that $1 million.
$2 million.
Make that $2 million.
And a half.
There you go. We're not stopping, folks.
No.
Come on. We're the DraftKings.
And just pick six golfers. I mean, that's all you got to do to win millions of dollars.
Yeah. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code PUCK to play for free for a shot to become a millionaire. Enter now at DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com. How many times do I have to tell you? You know something about that amazes me? Tyler Johnson was not even drafted.
It just goes to show you.
Right?
Yeah, hard work.
Yeah. How'd they miss that, though?
You know, it's kind of like Stevie Y learned everything from Holland and you guys, though. Yeah. Well, he's building an organization.
Yeah. Stevie's got an eye, man.
Step by step, he's building an organization.
Well, I love having a fresh team in there.
Yeah.
You know.
But Vigneault, to get back to him though, like he had Nash and Hayes together. He needed to do that way more often. The only way to slow that team down is to pin him down and forecheck and run a cycle.
Yeah, that's right.
And he didn't do that. He tried to spread out the talent. And I just think he should have put more on one. I would have loaded up. I mean, God bless St. Louis, but he looks done.
Well, a fantastic player, but yeah.
A
lot of gas there, it seemed like.
Yeah, he ran out of gas. And then he played, I'm going to tell you something, as a Penguin fan, you don't need to play Tanner Glass. Tanner Glass was out there. And he played Dominic Moore. Hey, Dominic Moore, win you a couple of faceoffs. You're in game seven. So the Tampa Bay won 2-0, right? What was Dominic Moore? A minus two.
Wow. Well,
I mean, Quinville wasn't playing, the fourth line.
No, he knew when to sit people. Quinville's great, man. That guy's a shrewd operator.
Yeah, he's $4 million less than Mike Babcock.
Well, I don't know. We all we love Babcock, but
I think Joel may be up for a raise when they win. But you know what? I mean, I'm actually speaking almost in past tense, like Chicago's won this already. But they have a fight on their hands.
Well, yeah, just for the heck of it, I'm picking Tampa Bay. Just to give, everyone else picking the Blackhawks.
Right.
In six, most people.
That's me. That's me. You nailed me. Yeah.
Which I think is probably accurate. But I want Tampa Bay. I want somebody fresh to win.
Yeah. You'd like to know. It's always fun the team that beat you wins the cup, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and your lifelong hatred of Chicago doesn't help.
It doesn't help. But you heard me praise them. I have
to
say.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah.
In that Duck series, they were amazing.
Yeah, you have to.
That Duck team is good, man. I didn't know if they could beat them. I didn't think they could.
Well, you didn't think they were one of the weeks.
I flip-flop a lot.
Right.
But I mean, look at that Duck team. They're intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, they're big, they're fast, they're tough, they're talented.
Right.
And, Blackhawks just man, spun them around and took over.
Yeah, these three or four days off are really going to help Chicago.
Yeah,
to get,
they
get
need
their
that
legs
coming out of a series like that.
To get their legs and maybe do a little, have a little practice and little tricks to cut down their speed, because Tampa's fast. As big as the Ducks are, and as fat, I mean, the Ducks can go tic tac toe. But did you see what? I mean, some of the goals Tampa Bay was scoring was like,
dude,
tic-tac-toe.
I saw it.
I mean, it was.
I saw it in the series against Detroit. I was like, wait a minute,
yeah.
Who are these guys? I mean, you know.
I mean, and I'll tell you, you know, if you're a little tired, it always leads to bad penalties. You do not want to put that team on the power play.
Nope. And a bad penalty will hurt you. You know, we both like this kid Silverberg.
Yeah.
Right? He's a talented kid, man. But he took a couple bad penalties in that game, and that really cost him.
He took that bad hook.
Yeah.
I think he took the hook on Taze. Yeah. You know, he took the hook on Saad that led to Taze's power play goal.
Yeah. You know.
It was just over. That game seven was over in the first. I mean, when they get the puck in, who's in front of the net? Saad and Taze.
Yeah,
and it was like that was it, 1-0, and yeah. then Saad comes down, they hook him, and then they get the power play, and then it's Taze, and then Gary Bettman's sigh of relief.
Well, you know what? What do you think about that with the networks? They always say the networks want the marquee teams in. They probably don't love this matchup, although Tampa Bay fans are very good fans, but. Just in terms of national TV ratings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that.
They probably wanted Chicago, New York.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah. But I know that Chicago's huge. And I know that the Anaheim-Chicago was a record for non-Stanley Cup final.
That's pretty impressive, too.
Yeah, because the Ducks are not. I mean, it wasn't the Avalanche. It's the Kings. Yeah. It's the Ducks.
And so. People think that Ducks don't have a good TV base.
Right.
But.
They probably don't, but I think everyone around the nation wanted to see that. I mean,
such a good matchup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, like, you know, I mean, my dad loves my dad's probably your typical American hockey fan, watches almost every Penguin game, and then watches the playoffs.
Yeah, that's yeah.
And then when the Penguins are out, he takes his week off to bitch, and then he gets back into it, and. Yeah. You know, and he was riveted by the Anaheim Chicago series. You know, so I think that's probably the way it went.
You know what else is funny is how people from other areas think that, like you and I like the Kings.
Right. Right.
That's our mistress team.
Right.
You know, and but everyone always was calling me from back east, man, your Ducks looking pretty good. Not my Ducks.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect the Ducks a lot.
Right, exactly.
They are good. But yeah. But I'm a Kings guy. So.
Right. Who would you have rooted for if the Ducks versus the Tampa Bay? Who would you root for?
Oh, man. Tampa Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably would have rooted
for
the
Kings
Ducks.
As a Kings fan, I'm not real big on the Ducks in terms of my who I like.
Right.
But I respect them.
Yeah, I'm not
Ducks are talented.
I don't have the I love the Kings, but I don't have the hatred of the Ducks gene. I mean, if they'd play, no matter, I want the Kings to win 10-0.
Yeah, me too.
But just in general, I'm just a hockey. I just other than the Flyers. I just want to see good hockey.
Now, shifting from the playoffs for just a second.
Yes.
Well, I was reading an article about Stoll today. Speaking of the Kings,
oh, and his the Bob Probert Award winner,
yeah, he gets it no matter what this year.
Right.
What do you think about the Kings? Are they going to rally next year? Because a little disappointing coming off their Stanley
Cup. Oh, I know that their GM made a big speech. Is that what you were reading? What did he say? I didn't read it.
Well, just that he's got to reconsider a lot of stuff right now.
And Stahl was one of them.
Yeah, and
I would let Jared Stahl go. I would let Jared Stahl go.
That's where that's headed.
I think they signed too many guys last year before they made the playoffs. They signed Nolan, I think they signed Pearson and Toffoli, right? Or maybe not Toffoli. They signed three guys. Oh no, the. I'm gonna go.
You got to get Pearson and Toffoli.
No, I not Pearson and Toffoli. They signed Nolan, and they signed two other guys, like fourth line guys that I'm like, Oh, Clifford and Lewis, I believe.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely Clifford and maybe Lewis. And King wasn't one of them. I'm a big King guy.
Well, Clifford's a big piece. You got to have him.
Well, there's where I differ.
Really?
Well, I think Clifford's a fourth line guy, and I think the team. Look at the teams.
I think he brings heart.
Right, but I think when guys on the third and fourth line, when they're all salaried and they think it's their eminent right to play on a team, I don't think you have as good as – look at Chicago now. Look, I mean, like Kruger, they got rid of him. He comes back. Then they got Tara Leininjung. Tara Vinen. I always say his name. I always call him Tara Lines. Tara Vinen. But I think you need an influx of guys, and now it seems like the Kings have too many guys signed that are third and fourth line guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
I like those guys to not have an – I like those guys to be living out of a hotel. Well, you know, I mean, Chicago is known for getting rid of those guys.
Yeah.
And they're the top of the heap right now.
Now, what do you do to replace Voinov, or does he somehow come back?
Sign Paul Martin to the Pittsburgh Penguins, probably.
Right? You think they'll try to get a guy?
I heard this is where Martin's coming.
And is Voinov done?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he probably should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a pretty gruesome scene.
That was bad. Yeah.
But we have literally all summer
to worry about that.
But the stall thing is interesting, though. It came up.
What do you think on that? I mean,
I just let him go. And I have nothing against him doing cocaine in Vegas. I just think that, you know what, there's a reason to get rid of him. Do you really want him back? Who else was with him?
You know,
it doesn't set a good tone on a team.
I think that's true.
You know, and you need to change over some guys. They kept everyone. Everyone had.
I think you do need to.
Everybody,
do that.
Kumbaya, and then boom, they lost. So you know what? And then, like I said, Clifford, Nolan, and I think it wasn't Dwight King, who I like. I would have made sure Dwight King was signed, but you know, because I think him and Toffoli, Pearson, King, Kopitar, and Carter are the ones that are staying. I saw that Justin Williams probably not coming back.
Oh, is that right?
I saw him on TV. Yeah, he said, "Oh, we're working it." That means they're not going to. And I think Dusty might be on the brink. I think Dusty might go.
Wow, really?
He wants a lot of money. He's getting paid a lot of money, and it's, you know,
hate to give up the captain.
It was funny. It was before they started winning. Every 3 months, he was going to go somewhere. And I wanted him so bad, and then they won the cup. And then
man, any team could use him.
Yeah, but getting back to the series, because people will be mad. We're talking about the Kings.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know. I just saw that in the paper.
No, I know. It's good. I can, you know, and it's cocaine and Vegas and flashy news.
Always makes good news.
Flashy news, but I think that Chicago's main advantage is their bottom six forwards. I think are better than Tampa Bay's bottom six.
A little deeper.
Because let's say that the top twos play even. I like Chicago's bottom six.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes they don't even play six. They've been going with seven defensemen.
Right.
And not even playing. So, I mean, and Chicago could definitely roll four lines on them. Then.
How about the goalies? Got to give the nod to Crawford.
Well, he has two rings.
Yeah.
One he earned and one he played caddy for. But, you know, you have to. But Bishop's done everything asked of him.
He did well in that series.
So I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to say. In reality, Crawford's had a more bumpy postseason than Ben Bishop's.
Sure, he had some weird games there.
He was pulled. You know, his backup was on his head the first series against Nashville.
And then
the backup didn't play good against Nashville, Chicago would have been out.
That's probably true. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
You know, one guy I did feel sorry for was the King Henry, in that series against Tampa Bay, because I thought he made some nice saves, but he can't do everything.
He did make some great saves.
Yeah.
Which will be noted a little bit later.
Okay.
But, you know, while they put too much on him, and I guess McDonough was playing with a broken leg, and they said Staal had some issues and Girardi had some issues, but
first of all, only hockey players would play with a broken leg. What other sport?
Yeah, I mean, like that. How about poor Simone Dupre? He was like target practice. They hit him twice with the puck on the power play. Yeah. He couldn't get off the ice. Like, he was trying to get off the ice. They hit him again.
Oy.
Yeah, I have a soft spot for Dupre. But, you know, they put too much on. I mean, the Rangers barely had any offense going in that game.
Yeah, they didn't. And that's funny because their guys have been pretty good all year. That I don't know what happened there.
I mean, it's I mean,
I think they're out of gas from trying to keep up with those quick Tampa Bay players.
Yeah, Nash, man, Nash. Didn't...
Nash had a good season though. But then in that final game, disappeared.
Hey, Crosby, Malkin had great seasons.
Yeah,
and. Yeah,
well, that's the thing that's
what matters, and Nash is Mr. November.
Yeah, well, that's what's amazing about Toews. You know, he comes on and Kane in those big games at the end when you need him.
Just when you need him, the look in his eyes—he looks like a wolf, right? When he's on the bench,
he wants it.
Yeah,
he shows up.
He shows up, and it's just he's right there, right in the mix.
Well, it's an old cliche, of course, but some of the Duck players said that. They go, they came to play.
Right.
They're top guys.
And I don't know why. I think Anderson being a little shaky didn't help either. I don't blame him for why Getzlaf stunk. But
Why Getzlaf stunk. He's such a good player. He's such a strong player. But two games, that's when you need him.
Yeah, because at first Kessler was facing off with Toews, and that's always what they did. So it went well for Anaheim, and then I don't know if Barbecue got away from that, or I think Quinville was actively avoiding that matchup and making the Getzlaf line face Toews' line.
Yeah, Quinville's a smart coach.
He really is a good coach.
Yeah.
How
do you see this? It opens up in Tampa, right?
Right. It's funny because I just don't see that as
tonight. It's tonight. Well,
No. I mean, I just don't see the way it is. I never see home ice as an advantage anymore.
Well,
Chicago just has to win one down there.
Well, like we said, both these game sevens were won away.
Well, to me, a game seven is only an advantage if you score first.
Uh huh. Yeah.
If you don't score first, not only are you behind the eight ball, 18,000 people feel like they're behind the eight ball, and it builds on the
energy out of the room,
right out of the room.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get a lead in game one and game seven, then it's a different story.
You got them all.
But yeah. I would much rather not have home ice in the series, knowing. Here's what you got to do. You go, you win one down there.
Right. That's all you need.
All you need.
Yeah.
You win your two, and then you win the rest of your games at home.
Yeah. Yeah. You just need to take that one.
You got to take it. You can jump on them early. You can just win game one. And then the other team's really behind the eight ball the rest of the whole series.
Yeah, that's –
The home team is really behind the eight ball the rest of the series.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what is your pick?
I'm Blackhawks in six.
Wow.
But if you remember, if we roll the audio tape, I called the Blackhawks in September.
You did. Yeah, you did.
I'm not going to back down now.
No, you did.
I called Blackhawks Rangers. I was a little off. Thanks, Mr. Bishop. But
Helene Elliott did the same thing way back. She goes, I think this is Chicago's year.
And I'll tell you, my main reasoning was because no one wins back-to-back, so that takes the Kings out.
Yeah.
That's in the East, I just thought, I put a lot on King Henry. Is everyone put too much? And you're right, though. You just felt bad for him.
Yeah.
But those weren't good goals to give up, though.
No, there were some soft goals.
But he
goals,
was under siege.
But he also made some great saves.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And like you say, you can't put it all on him.
No. I mean, they literally took away the boards. They generated no offense. They generated
that
nothing.
That was the real problem.
They generated nothing. And why they wouldn't just – he just – he reminded me of Blausma. And forgive me, Elaine Vigneault. But, I mean, just kind of standing there watching everything happen.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, look, we're not getting the – oh, look. So they're just saying, St. Louis, sit down. You know, Dominic Moore, just go change. Put on your suit. we're going Kreider. You know, just, you know. And another thing is, I don't know what their salary cap situation is. They need a number one center. I like Derek Brassard. He's a gamer. Scores some big goals. I think he's won a few DOs for us here.
Kreider did play well.
Stepan is great. You know, Stepan is a great number two. Stepan is a great number two, and the guy I just said is a great number two center. But they need a number one center. They need a number one center. To play with Kreider and Nash. Maybe it'll be Hayes. Maybe Hayes will be that someday, but he was only a rookie this year.
Yeah.
But I would have put Hayes and Nash on Stepan's wing and dumped the puck in and hit Hedman a couple times. Or make Hedman skate the puck out under duress. Do something.
You think they needed to shuffle those lines a little bit.
Yeah. And Kreider played a great
season. He was great, wasn't he?
Kreider played a great season. Yeah. You can't ask for anything more than Kreider. But I think Vigneault let him down. I really do, and I like Vigneault, but I think he let him down.
Well, I think I see what you're saying there. You know, it wasn't happening, so you got to make some moves.
No, I mean you just watch the ship sink. He was like watching the ship. I mean, when he didn't get those two power play, when he didn't get any power play goals, and damn near didn't get any heat on the power plays, you're like, this is not their night.
Yeah,
and I can see on TV who's got their legs going.
Yeah, you can see. They looked a little flat in that last game, I thought.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I felt this way with Detroit. I felt it was from trying to keep up with the Tampa Bay speed throughout the series.
Well, see, now that's interesting because I don't think Chicago – I think Chicago looks – I think they're a pretty fast team, but they play fast. I don't think they have God-given speed.
I don't think they have Tampa Bay speed. But what I noticed against the Ducks was, that's what I meant by all those little poke checks and stick checks. And,
right.
You know, they're able to keep it bottled up because they're kind of, they play smart.
Right.
And that's what you got to do. And like you say, pin them down, play smart, don't let them get ahead of steam.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to speak for Rungblat and Chomsky, but the other four guys get the puck out of the zone fast.
That's important.
Passing-wise.
Yeah.
John Marcin, Oduya, obviously Seabrook and Keith, they get the puck up ice.
Yeah.
And that's what New York had trouble doing. I mean, Boyle looked old. You know, Yandle's Yandle. You know, he played pretty good on offense, but he's not scaring anybody. But, you know, I mean, that's what Chicago's going to do. And I think I don't think that Tampa's had to play. Montreal, I don't know what happened to Montreal. They seemed to think they were going to win that series like I did, and it didn't show up.
I did, too.
It was 100% too late.
Yeah.
I mean, I picked the Red Wings. They legitimately played better than the Red Wings. Like, they played better than the Red
Wings.
They
did.
I don't know what. I just think this is the first team that I think can really out hockey play them.
I think outsmart them and out experience them.
That's what I mean. I think they can use their speed against them, sucker them into a forecheck, and then go back 2-1-1 the other way.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see who Quinville plays the triplets against. He wants to see match up against them.
That will be interesting. I think the other thing is that they're not going to take them by surprise. I think they took the Red Wings by surprise a little bit with how quick they really were. I think everybody
and
sees
maybe it. Montreal too.
Yeah,
maybe
I think
Montreal
so too.
Was like, those are the Red Wings. We're
Yeah,
not like they downed the Red Wings, but you know, just like yeah, you know,
I think everybody knows about their speed now.
Right.
It's, you know, it's no secret.
And but what would you do? Would you who what line would you put up? Who would you stop the triplets with?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I think I don't know. I like that Kane Tays line.
You like you want to keep them together?
Yeah.
See, I think if you keep them together.
See, you're losing a guy for one of your other lines?
Well, no. I mean, I think if you do that, then I put Hossa, and then obviously Hossa's on the second line. Then the Hossa Richards Bickle line is then who I would put against Stamkos in Killorn and Callahan, and I'd
see that,
and then because I think the triplets are too fast for that for those guys. But then you're telling Kane and Taves and Saad you can keep up with anybody.
Yeah.
You're gonna play 180 foot game, and you just have to play defense because you can't sleep on those guys.
Well, I think
you know what I mean.
Like, I think
that's the only problem with letting Kane and Taves and Saad check them is. Well, you got to do it the whole time.
Yeah.
Because those guys are going to come
down.
They'll
just keep coming.
And they can score. They're not just fast and their hands are mediocre. Those guys bury the puck.
Man, Tyler Johnson. He's leading all scorers for a reason.
Yeah, and Kucherov.
Kucherov's awesome. They're all good. Pilat's amazing.
That's what I mean. So you can't just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to cut this shift short and go to the bench and let these guys come down on a 3-on-2 or –
Well, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe I wasn't seeing everything, but I thought that the Chicago forwards backchecked, and that was part of the big reason they beat the Ducks in Game 7.
Right.
They backchecked on them. Now, it's tough to do that all series against a young team.
Right.
You know, because you'll run out of gas. But I think that's the only way to stop them.
Yeah, see,
Give your defense some help.
Me, personally, I would keep Kane and Taves separated at the beginning of the series and only put them together if it's like a superpowers, Wonder Twin Powers activate, and he shortens the bench a little bit. Because I would keep Hossa up with Taves and Saad, and I'd keep Kane back down there with Richards and Bickle, and then I would go that way. I would let Taves take on the triplets because I'll put my nuts on the line. Hossa will back check.
Well, he does.
Hossa may be the best back checker.
He is the best.
He may be the best one I've ever seen. For a decade, I watched him play.
Well, coaches have to love that guy.
Yeah, and then you say, okay, Hossa will be back, or at least understand responsibilities. Saad's just as fast as anyone, and then we'll scare them. Because then they don't want to be caught. They don't want to be caught with Taves coming down with Saad.
No, they don't.
And then that scares the trip. You got to make the triplets play a little defense.
Well, that's good point.
Right. I mean, are they going to run wild?
Yeah, that's why.
You know,
that's why I thought Kane and Taze because it would make them focus on them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, but I want a little bit more defense.
I see what you're saying.
Then you have Kane back there or not back there. Then you have Kane on the second line, which let Stamkos. And Killorn and Callahan worry about those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let Bickle run a four. Let Bickle open up some ice down there. Then you're gonna get Kane on some one-on-ones in front of the net. Let Kane do the disco.
Well, and Bickle's gotta hit some people.
He hit a few last week.
That's how you slow him down too.
Yeah.
You know, against a fast team, you gotta hit him. Bickle's a hitter. You need people out there that can, you know.
Yeah. As much as they took the abuse from the Ducks, I don't want Kane. I don't want Tate. I want Bickle hitting because you know Callahan's going after those guys.
Yeah.
So I want Bickle on that line. I want his line. I want Callahan and Stan. Now Stamkos is like a freight train. I want those guys hitting Bickle. I know Kane's not the biggest guy, but Kane's a little tough kid. And Richards, I don't want him hitting Taves and let Taves and Saad. Put on the
but
magic.
I think you need your checkers to really nail them to slow them down a little.
Yeah, and this will by far be the biggest challenge for Tampa Bay's defensemen.
Yes, it will.
Hedman's a big cat, and he's mobile, and he gets it done. But let's see Carl. Let's see Coburn. Let's see how those guys handle Shaw coming down the freight train.
Yeah.
Bickle coming down.
Chicago's got some speed, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, I love, like, the NFL film, you know, like, he gets there with bad intentions.
Yeah.
Shaw's a big man with bad intentions. Yeah. Bickle's a big man with bad intentions. It's gonna be very
interesting. That's what they're going to need, too. They're going to need those guys who can
knock And that's another reason why I like – so I got – before we do the awards and everything, I got Chicago in six.
I'm going Tampa Bay seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yep. You're on record.
My buddies are going to hate me, but I had to do it.
You're on.
I just want to have someone. I just got to go.
Wouldn't it be fun if it goes seven?
It
has to.
It's been exciting. It's been thrilling so far.
Yeah, it has to, because if not, you know how long it is. We get free agent. You get the NHL draft. You get July 1st free agency, and basically it's it until the Hall of Fame game in football.
Yeah.
We're going to have great shows. We're going to do a lot of our best.
Summer's always
the greatest.
Fun, believe it or not, because we check out.
Right.
We do some specialty shows, too.
No, these shows are fun. It's the other 300 hours in a week that have nothing to do.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're going to have fun saying this guy we hate, this guy we love. You guys will have fun. We always have fun the summer shows.
And who's the top 100? And we always have
fun.
And,
but, you know. I mean, on a Tuesday night, what's going to happen?
I know.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
You know what's funny is, am I an idiot? Pierre has not been as annoying as he. Maybe because the Penguins aren't around. Pierre hasn't annoyed me.
I thought
as
he was
much.
pretty good.
He hasn't annoyed me that much.
He had some.
Maybe
good
he's
questions.
Been reading my hate mail.
I thought I was impressed with his questions this time.
Yeah, just in general, he hasn't been talking that much.
Yeah.
Or maybe just because it's because he's not. It's not Sid and Gino and Giroux.
Giroux,
jeez,
yeah.
Almost,
how do you forget him?
Must be nice to live in. Giroux hasn't played in so long, I forgot about it. How great is that? How great is that? All right.
I just have to say that I think it's been a great, exciting playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
The public, you know, I can tell when total non-hockey fans are into it.
Oh, 100%.
And a lot of fans got into that Ducks Chicago series out here.
Yeah. That was great. You know, Kings fans begrudgingly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sure.
You know, I didn't realize a lot of Kings fans were rooting for Chicago.
Oh, I did.
They really hate the Ducks.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I knew they did, but I just thought kind of not wanting, but I guess not. I thought they'd be mad at the Chicago, wanting to have them, you know, being the first to three of the era.
Yeah.
But I guess no, it's backyard.
No,
hatred. It's backyard hatred.
Yeah,
old
yeah.
school backyard hatred.
All right, Joe, let's talk about our sponsors for a second here. You know, you're the king of hockey, buddy, and the NHL conference finals are here. And you know, if you want to get tickets, there's no really better place than SeatGeek.
No, you know what? And I think that in the finals now, it's hard to get tickets any other way but SeatGeek.
You almost have to use
SeatGeek. You have to use SeatGeek. Yeah. And what better way to use SeatGeek than to use our code PUCK, PUCK, and get $20 off your tickets.
Yeah.
No other site anywhere is going to find you the cheapest finals ticket, whether you're in Chicago or you're in Tampa, than SeatGeek.
Yeah.
I don't know the computer stuff, but they do have the
rigmarole. There's no better way.
To find the cheapest seat. And then you get $20 off of that when you say that Joe and Frazier sent you by using PUCK, PUCK. It's the best.
You know, and also concerts, all kinds of great concerts coming up this summer.
Well, guess who's coming to town? Is it Aerosmith? Is it Guns N' Roses? Is it AC/DC? I don't know who.
$20 rebate. You really can't beat it, guys. And, here's what you do. You just go to SeatGeek app and enter promo code PUCK today.
All right. Well,
are we ready for the awards?
Yeah. You know, the kind of easier ones to pick this week. There's not too much to pick from because only three games on the docket, but let's do some goons.
All right. Okay. Let's take a look at the goon of the week.
Three to pick from here. A great game six, setting the tone. A tone set. I love the early blast. And your boy, Mr. Bickle, crushed Vatanen in the corner.
I saw that.
Just freight train. Yeah. Just setting the tone. We're not going away easily here.
Yeah.
We're in the madhouse on Madison. Also in game six, an uncalled for, but a classic, The Rock, People's Elbow, or Dusty Rhodes, The American Dream Elbow, CCAC on Seabrook.
I saw that too.
Just a nasty bow. And then a setting the tone from a guy you don't normally think of, Matt Carl of your Tampa Bay Lightning, on the bigger man, Chris Kreider, at center ice. He leveled him.
I saw that too.
Yeah, yeah. You see them all. So you're captain's captain.
You know what I'm going to pick. Any chance I get, I'm going with Bickle.
Your boy Bickle.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that was an important hit too, because I think it sent the message you just said.
Yeah, I love the message center. Yeah. That's why I'm always against Thiemann, because Kunitz set the tone. 6 seconds in, boom. Thiemann limps off. Penguins win the series.
And you know what the thing about it is that the Ducks, that was going to be the Ducks' philosophy. We're going to hit them, wear them down, run them out.
Yeah,
and Bickle's like, not having it.
Yeah, no, you're not intimidating. Yeah. Well, I also think that's kind of I guess the players can say what they want and you can do what you want. But that is kind of Barbecue Bruce's kind of AHL mentality. We're gonna run him in the bar and we're gonna hurt him. It's like, Bruce, these are the Stanley Cup. This is the finals of the Western Conference, and these are the Blackhawks. Do you think Marian Hossa gets intimidated? Do you think Duncan Keith gets intimidated by
him? And that's the whole thing. the Ducks just, Blackhawks just shrugged it off, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here. The save of the week.
Save of the week. Some good ones here.
We changed the format up a little bit. These are not, and what's funny is these are the two goaltenders. The only saves here are by goaltenders who did not make the finals.
Right.
So these were the people that didn't win, and we usually save it for the wins. But some of these guys just had dramatic saves, and so they're noted here. While they're golfing, they can take pleasure knowing
that they made the save.
So we have a team effort here. Corey Perry dove back and interrupted Saad on Taves 2-on-1. But then Anderson still made the sick save on Taves.
Great save.
Great save.
Yeah.
Then we also have Anderson made another insane save, fairy tale-like for Mr. Anderson, on Patrick Kane from Jonathan Taves. And he did it with his forearm. It was
an amazing save.
Yeah. It had to be noted here. Then we had what maybe seemed meaningless at the time, but ended up could have been huge, was Duncan Keith just swiped Corey Perry's puck from going in. Was heading right over the line on the NBC cam, and Duncan Keith came in. As if he needed to do anything else, he did that too. So that's from the Western Conference Finals. And then on the Eastern Conference Finals, we have two saves, two great ones from the King.
Yep.
One was Tyler Johnson early in Game 7. With the flipper pad, just right, amazing. I mean, you thought that was going in.
Yeah, that was a great
Then you
save.
Thought, oh, it might be their night after all. Maybe the King will save them. And then about 3 minutes later, Hank with Brown right down front.
Right
in his kitchen.
Yeah, right there, man.
Just flipper out, boom, the pinball save. So I don't know who you want to go with there.
Man, you know, it's a tough one because Anderson did make a couple of monster saves. I'm going to go with Hank on Tyler Johnson.
Right on. Now, I know what you Tampa Bay Lightning fans believe. You give me enough crap over the last 3 months are thinking, but what about Ben Bishop? What about Ben Bishop? The puck just hits him, you moron.
How about that, Tampa Bay fans?
There you go. Do you agree with that?
I do. I we have maligned him, and you know what? And some of what you say is very accurate. He is a big guy.
Yep.
You put him in there, he gets a lot just by being big. But I thought he had a terrific series, and I thought he played real well.
Did not choke, did not spit
no,
the
he
bed.
He played real well.
Came up.
And a shutout in Game 7?
Shutout in Game
Come on, you got to give him something.
There you go. Exactly.
He's our man of the week.
Exactly. Now you're thinking, well, who is going to win the most coveted maybe not the most coveted, but our favorite award.
To me, the most coveted.
Yeah, exactly. And to me as well. Yeah. He's Bobby Probert. Did we let it go empty? There's no one. There's no one win. There wasn't a fight. There wasn't. You know,
yeah, it's hard to pick this award this time of year.
It's hard to pick, but I will make the case for this. You can deny it out of hand because it's your award. It's your family's award. I think my mind I put on the sheet. Jonathan Toews. I mean, no one had more fight in them.
No one had more.
No fight. One had yeah. more. It wasn't this. I mean, everyone was Getzloff, Perry, Maroon, Kessler. These guys all look down on him like their little brother. Yeah. But it ain't the size of the fight, the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Right. Well,
and
you know
that's
me.
That's why I just think
I'd go ahead and pick Pickle for this one too.
There you go. But, no one. Then there you go.
Yeah. Okay. But I have to say, Tay's super impressed.
Yeah.
How could you not be impressed?
You can't.
Even Duck fans have to be impressed. I mean, the guy.
Stevie Y's impressed.
Yeah. He was unbelievable.
Yeah. So there you go. There's the awards. Two things I do want to bring up. One thing. Tip of the cap to John Hines. Who's now going to coach the New Jersey Devils under Ray Shiro. He was the old – he's the Penguins farm coach.
Good pick.
I think he's a great pick. I think he's a good coach. And maybe we should have picked him instead of, Don Barzini this year. Yeah. But, we'll see what happens. But he's been a guy around a long time. He's one of those guys that just deserves a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And where's New Jersey going? He's coaching minor leagues in Jersey right now.
You sure?
we might as well. Might as well give him a shot.
Yeah.
And the other thing that people ask me to address is Chicago fans are not allowed to buy Tampa Bay Lightning tickets right now.
Really? Yeah. I heard. Yeah. What's up with that?
They just only want all Tampa fans in there.
I know, but that's not cool.
I don't think it's cool. And the Chicago
fans love to travel.
Right. And half of them live in Florida anyway. They're all retired. Yeah.
Well, I guess so. You're right. Those are transplants.
Right.
But did you see all the Blackhawk fans at that Duck final?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little unnerving. We had to bring Brad in here.
I was like, yeah.
It was a little like, come on. You guys, and Anaheim's rich. It's not like the Red Wings. I mean, it's like Detroit or Buffalo.
No, that's a money crowd.
People selling their tickets that could maybe feed their family for a month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like, I think people in Orange County
all got a block behind the Blackhawks bench.
Right. Well, maybe they use SeatGeek.
Oh, they probably did.
Yeah.
There's your answer.
There you go. I mean, they had $20 off those $800 tickets, only paid $780 for them.
SeatGeek did it.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully they use SeatGeek. Hopefully everyone out there does.
Well,
it's $20. Go see anybody. Go see the dead.
But I am glad to see the Tampa Bay fans so rabid. So
right. But do you think of the? I mean, I
well,
think,
I think I, it's cool to have. You got to have some opposing team fans in there too to make it interesting.
Yeah, I didn't even. Yeah. Well, and it's not new because before the Rock and the Red with Ovi. When the Penguins used to just make it always a joke to be down 3-1 and then beat the Capitals in 7, the Capitals did the exact same thing. They never would sell tickets to Penguin fans.
If you
had a 412 or a whatever the new one is, 729 or whatever it is in Pittsburgh, but the old one's 412, you couldn't buy them on the phone on Ticketmaster.
Wow.
So you had to make two trips. You had to go drive to Washington, right. Buy the tickets, and then drive back for the game.
Right, yeah.
But they did it for years because for years the Cap Center was half Pittsburgh fans, half I think Columbus did it too to Pittsburgh fans, to be honest with you. So this is nothing new, but I don't think they should – I think there should be a right of first – I don't know. I don't know how I feel on it. I don't know how I feel because I do feel that I think fans in that city should be allowed to get the seats first crack.
Well, I agree on that. But don't shut them out completely.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. And Chicago fans are such great fans.
Right.
You know, I think it's good to have some of the enemy fans in the building.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how you solve it. Maybe the first day, they all have to be from this location, and then after that, it's open to everybody.
It's got to be a system that can be worked
right
out.
But that's why there really is a thing called SeatGeek.
SeatGeek can figure
you know,
it out.
Yeah, no, because you go on SeatGeek, and then you find out who's not really a Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Who just bought the tickets to literally scalp a Blackhawk.
Uh-huh. It literally.
Literally, yeah. You know, and then just say thanks to Frage and Joe, I get $20 off when you say puck. And I'm not even, this is, you know.
It's not even part of the commercial.
No, not even the commercial.
We just love SeatGeek.
Yeah, we love SeatGeek.
But you know what?
It's killer. And you use them because they're better than the other sites because the other sites look at, the other sites have their price and that's their price. SeatGeek looks at everybody else's prices to make sure that you get the low one.
And, that's why they're the best.
And $20 off when you use puck.
That never hurts.
And hey, and if hockey season's over in your town, like I said, AC/DC's coming, Van Halen's coming,
yeah.
The Dead's coming. There's a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, it's going to be a good summer.
It's going to be a good
and we
summer.
Got some crazy stuff planned. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. But right now we're on record. Me and Hawks in six.
I'm taking Tampa Bay in seven.
This weekend I will be in Lightning Country with the Queen.
Beautiful. Oh, you're down there? Oh.
Yep. It'll be,
bro,
it'll be fun.
Come on out, Tampa Bay
See my
fans.
Dad bod at the beach.
Oh, man, that's going to be so cool to work with the Queen, man. She's the best comic out there.
Yeah, she's definitely the coolest to me. Well, everyone's.
I love her, too.
A million people are cool to me, but no one treats me as good as the Queen.
Yeah, she's great.
Your big views on this week's big show?
Well, I had some really good guests, thankfully. I had a big Penguin fan on.
Billy Gardell. Yeah. Is he as miserable as me?
Yeah, he is. He had plenty of things to say.
Yeah. And Billy's
about
the best.
The Penguins. He's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And then I had Dr. Ken Jeong, too, my buddy from the Hangover movies. We had a great show. That was last week.
Yeah. No,
and then
for
this
sure.
week we have a Richard Lewis.
Whoa.
He's
so he's
up.
As miserable as me, too.
Sure. He, all year round.
And he's not even a Penguin fan.
Yeah. He doesn't even like hockey. He's miserable. Richard Lewis, he's always a great guest.
No, he really is. He's out of his mind.
Funny, right? Yeah.
We're all
out of our minds. We're
but
comics.
But he's really out of his mind.
Yeah, he is.
But that's great. Well, we're going to get Billy on this one because he promised.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come.
Billy's an old friend, too. He's just so – all of our guests are busy, but this guy really is busy.
He's really busy. So I was thankful to get him.
Yeah.
But what I like about him, he's such a down-to-earth Pittsburgh dude. I want to ask you about something, too. I was bringing up Primanti Brothers sandwiches, right?
Right.
He goes, uh-uh. He goes, I'm a local. How about Rudy's?
Oh, yeah, Rudy's in Swissville. Run Swissville, right?
That's his favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I like – there's a million places – look, there's a million places to eat.
Yeah.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh,
as far as Permanis goes, I love Permanis. I like there's only three locations I say though. The original, the one in Oakland, and the one in Market Square. The suburban ones are garbage.
Yeah, come on.
No, seriously. I mean they're not as good. Sorry.
All right. Well,
Mr. Permani, but
yeah. But we
actually
right.
Big Iron Mike. I remember Iron Mike manages all those ones.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He's a good dude. He looks like he eats Permani. He's like if Lou Albano let himself go.
And that's saying something. Well, listen, man, really good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
man.
It was fun. Sorry, Corey. We couldn't get a hold of Corey.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for Corey, he's obviously, he's probably busy.
Well, we'll get him during
the finals.
He's
probably really busy.
Yeah, he's probably busy now.
Yeah. So he was probably traveling. So,
but it's exciting. The finals are here. We start tonight. Of course, this plays on Friday. But
so we already know who's closer to being right.
Yeah,
it'd probably be you. I think Tampa. I see Chicago. I see Tampa being stoked. And
I think
out.
Tampa takes his first one.
Yeah, I do too. I think, and that's why I think then Chicago is going to wake up a little bit.
But here we are, the finals, guys. Let's get them. Let's go. This will be great.
It's fun.
All right, Joe Bartnick, thanks for being here. And of course, your dad last week really enjoyed meeting him.
Oh, I know. Maybe he's listening.
I hope so.
I don't think he figures out the computer yet.
Yeah.
he's a better chance of listening to KLOS.
Well, I'll take it. I want all the listeners I can get at 95.5 KLOS. Check it out online. And this is Frazier Smith and Joe Bartnick for Puck Off. We are
out!